Well, Rebecca, clearly delighted to get a meeting on here. You've had your problems, but it's all systems go now.
Yeah, very much. We're delighted to be racing tomorrow. And I think, you know, the last two fixtures have been hugely disappointing to lose them. But actually, that's then, this is now. We've got a great card with 71 declared runners. And it's a really action-packed day. It's our first charity race day in aid of ABF, the Soldiers Charity. And they've done some great work to, you know, create a buzz around the place. So it's fantastic looking around here now. The team are really buzzing. It's lovely to see all the hard work come to fruition and finally come good.
Just what we talk about tomorrow, I mean, fair dues to the link-up between Worcester and Hereford there, because you did make effectively the best of a bad job, didn't you, really?
We tried to. There are certainly some people that don't agree with that, but I think, you know, we did what was right for the horsemen and the industry. The ground was a concern to us that it would not be raceable, so we did take the decision early on both occasions, and I think it was the right call. It gave people the opportunity of running, whereas if we had to abandon altogether, those opportunities would have been denied. So I think it's a great credit to the team here and at Worcester that we got our heads together, hatched a plan, and I think it came good on both occasions, actually.
That was then, this is now. So tell us a bit about the meeting.
So gates open tomorrow at 10:30 or 10:35, first race at 12:35. We've got over £53,000 worth in prize money. I think it's just great tomorrow that looking through the decorations today, we've got you know, the champion jockeys here, some other great jockeys, great trainers being represented. It's a charity race day, so the ABF, they've taken out the whole restaurant, they've got lots of activity here, and they're really doing this to raise the profile of their charity amongst our racegoers. And I think if nothing else tomorrow, if people leave here knowing the outstanding work that the ABF do for the armed forces, it'll be job done here.
As I drove in tonight, it's clear a lot of work has gone in. There are little gazebos and little marquees up all over the place. So there's been a lot of work going on today and yesterday, I guess.
Yeah, there is. And I reminded myself today walking around the site several times, you know, it's such a buzz, actually, when you get racing. You perhaps have forgotten that because of the last two fixtures. But it's great, as you say. The site looks really good. I'm really proud of the way the guys have worked really hard to get it looking so smart. And it's lovely that it's coming together. There's people around and it's buzzing. And it's what we're here to do. So we just can't wait to open gates tomorrow and hope the race goes flock in and have a good day.
What is the going for tomorrow as we stand here?
So it's slightly different on both courses. The chase course is good to firm in places, and the hurdle course is good to firm, good in places. We just have got a sneaking suspicion that it might ride a bit easier than it walks, but we can only give it as it is when we walk it. So that's what the going is at the moment.
But you're pleased with the level of declarations?
Oh, delighted. We have a little bit of a fun sweepstake in the office the day before declarations, and I think I'd guess 63 and the highest guess was 68, so we were a bit out, but we're delighted with that, and we just can't wait to get racing again.
I've no doubt there's probably been a few punters, for the want of a generic term, grumbling over the last few weeks, but generally have owners and trainers been supportive?
Yeah, very much. I think the horsemen have very much understood the decisions we've taken. We still have had calls from trainers this week saying, you know, are you really good to firm at the end of November? But we have just missed the rain and there's no other reason for it. People might try and read into it, but it's an absolute load of nonsense. You know, the only reason we didn't stage those meetings was because our ground was not raceable at those times. And I think the fact that we made an early call, people respected that. It's not always easy to make that early call, but the reason we did that was to enable horses to run elsewhere. And I think people have appreciated our honesty in getting the meeting staged and transferred at Worcester instead.
Well, the fact that you're good to firm at the end of November says it all, really.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought in November we'd be looking to water? But as I keep saying to myself, it is going to change. And I'm sure when it does start raining, it won't know when to stop. But we'll worry about that when it happens. But really looking forward to tomorrow. And then we move on to our really popular Christmas jumper race day on the 16th of November. And that should be a great way to end the year for us.